Welcome to the Teen Literacy Podcast, changing lives one page at a time. Thanks for joining me, everybody. I'm your host, Nick Senger, and this is the first in a series of summer podcasts we'll be doing to help you have a relaxing but productive summer vacation. In this series, we'll be looking at ways to replenish your energy and rejuvenate your teaching spirit. Now, if you haven't already downloaded my article, 6 Keys to a Teacher's Successful Summer Vacation, you might want to click on over to the resources page at nicksenger.com, where you'll find a link to a PDF file that you can print out and you can post it on your bathroom mirror or tack it to your bulletin board. You can even email it to your teaching friends. Or if you're an administrator, you can include it in your summer teacher mailing. I'll be expanding on that article in this podcast series, and I'll be using it as the basis for my comments. You know, there are 6 keys to having a successful summer, but first we should probably talk about what a successful summer is. Now, the way I know I've had a successful summer is when I'm ready to start the next school year with energy and enthusiasm, rather than dread and despair. And I also know that I'm ready for the school year, that I've had a good, successful summer, when I've got a solid idea of what I want to accomplish during the school year, and I've got a plan to accomplish it. And I've had a good summer vacation when I'm better prepared to teach this year than I was last year. So, the 6 R's of a successful summer vacation are relax, reflect, release, replenish, read, and revise. We're going to be taking each of these one at a time, and I'll keep referring to them during the course of this podcast series. So, let's start with the first one, relax. Now, most people don't realize how stressful teaching is. It might not be as physically demanding as some other occupations out there, and it may not be the life or death kind of stress that someone in the hospital might have, but it's still very mentally, emotionally, and physically draining. Standing up in front of a class day in and day out, monitoring what you say, who you say it to, it really wears on a person's psyche. Dealing with angry parents and argumentative children and trying to make sure that your lessons are just right and will reach every single child in that classroom is really draining. And so it's very important that after the year is over, you take some time to relax. Now, I'll assume that most of you have already relaxed because we're a few weeks after this end of the school year for most of us. But if you plunged in to something else right from teaching, then you really should take some time for yourself and reflect. Okay, you really should take some time and relax, excuse me. You know, just kind of shake off the year, give yourself a chance to slow down, breathe, okay, and just, you know, kind of be, if you can take that time to do that. Okay, so the second R is to reflect. We've relaxed, and now we're going to reflect. And we need to do this pretty soon because we don't want the memories to fade before we have a chance to think about them. So grab a notebook and then anything you need to help jog your memory. Maybe your lesson plan book, maybe your calendar, your grade book. Some teachers I know keep a notebook during the year of times they've had to meet with students. So anything you need. And sit down with all of that in a quiet place. And just start writing down everything you can remember about the year. You know, those lessons that went really, really well, the trouble spots you had with a particular student, the way you handled a conversation with the parent that went really well, or the one that didn't go so well. And see if you can remember when that conversation started to turn and what it might have been like if you would have answered something else. But what you don't want to do is give in to the temptation to start solving problems for next year. Right now, reflecting is all about remembering, all about looking back. Okay? So just concentrate on purging all of that out of your mind. After you've had some time to reflect and write down your thoughts of the year, put them in a safe place so that you can refer to them later in the summer. Now, I want to stop now and give you a chance to reflect. We'll take up the 6 R's of a successful summer in our next episode. But before we end, I want to share a quote with you by Christine Malins from Medical Missionary Magazine, because I think it really applies to teachers. The quote goes like this: "Ours is the pain of constantly pitching our tent and folding it up again, of befriending strangers and bidding them goodbye, of loving the world but never being truly satisfied with it, of pouring our heart and soul into a project others have begun and still others will finish. If we would not be torn in two by the tension of this truth, we must learn to live life provisionally, to measure the road well. We need to make the most of occasions when we can gather by the roadside to break bread and compare directions. Joy must be discovered in the going, as we never really arrive, not even in a lifetime." So summer is our time to gather by the roadside. So make the most of this occasion. Okay? Relax, reflect, and we'll talk about the other 4 techniques to have a successful summer as this podcast series continues. So at the end of each of these podcasts, I'll share some PodSafe music with you, and that will end the show. You can find information about the artists in the show notes or at the Teen Literacy Tips website. Let's see what's on the radio today.
time, and I'm driving to you. Music is on, yeah, and the sky is so blue.
For more teen literacy resources, please visit www.nicksenger.com. You can send comments or questions to teenliteracy@nicksenger.com.